We'll talk about TV this hour on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Hi, I'm Madison Mayor Dave Cieslewicz, and this is the Mayor's Report.
Hi, I'm Pam Towser, and this is Madison Works.
Hello again, and friends, and welcome to Access City Hall. I'm your host, Stu Levitan.
The Madison City.
We are also going to talk about the decision by Charter Communications to move government, educational, and public access channels up on the TV dial starting next month, and how some are protesting that move. Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 10 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Tuesday, July the 22nd. We'll hear from two guests during this hour. First, a spokesperson for Charter, and after 6:30, the manager of Madison's City Channel, City Channel 12, which will be moving to a 900 channel in August. And we want to know if this is a big deal to you or not, whether this makes sense to you or not, and whether you have any questions. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Our first guest is Tim Bowell, Director of Government Relations at Charter Communications in Madison. He joins us in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
So where are these channels going, these PEG channels?
We have created what we are calling a public affairs neighborhood, and it is a digital location that on the channel dial is from channel 979 to 994, depending on the market. And what we're doing is grouping these channels together so that customers will be able to access multiple access channels from surrounding communities. In the past, a customer could only access the particular PEG channel, public educational and governmental channel, within their own community. And within the greater Dane County area, one of the major concerns from some of the outlying communities has been their ability not to access Dane County board meetings live that are carried on City Channel 12. In this new scenario, they will be able to do that, as well as if high school sports are going on in one community, customers from a different community can access that if it's covered by the home community's access channel. So if Verona is playing Oregon in basketball or football or whatever, customers from both communities would be able to view that, whereas previously, only the customers in the particular community where the coverage is happening.
So right now, at least in Madison, I think that the public access is 4 and the government channel is 12 and the school channel is 10. And that varies from market to market.
4, 10, 12, and 19 are the channels served off of our Madison Master Head End.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, some communities have all 4. Others have lesser, depending on their needs and what they've chosen to do.
So why, though? Why not just keep them there?
We need to there's an overall transition in the marketplace from analog to digital levels of service. And we can launch 2 high-definition channels or up to 10 standard-definition digital channels in the same space that one analog channel occupies. So for a couple of years, we've been engaged in the process of planning and determining how best to accomplish this transition. And ultimately, I think the inevitable goal is to go to a fully digital environment similar to other providers, in order to be able to maximize the availability of our network and the limited amount of space that we have in order to provide services.
Well, I think some are concerned that now they might get these channels at a lower cost, and if you move them to the 900s, it's going to cost us a lot more to watch the school board meeting.
No, the channels will continue to be available on our broadcast basic level of service, so any customer will have access to them. The difference is that now they're in a digital format, so customers will need to have a digital set-top box, a cable card, or one of the newer digital television sets that has a QAM tuner in it. More than 50%, and in most markets, substantially more than 50% of our current customers already have digital set-top equipment in their homes. In addition, the Consumer Electronics Association has issued a press release recently that indicates that more than 50% of all television homes currently have digital televisions in their home, and we think that most of those have the QAM tuners. So for most customers, this will already be readily accessible. And our experience in other markets where we have launched or implemented this particular public affairs neighborhood concept, we launched that in front of 50,000 customers, and more than 90 days later, we've had only 30 customers who have had an issue with access that we've had to deal with on an individual basis to solve their problem.
We'll talk more about this in just a moment. We're going to check the weather forecast and then welcome your reactions and your questions for Tim Vowell, Director of Government Relations at Charter Communications. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 17 minutes past 6 o'clock now on this Tuesday, July the 22nd. Coming up after 6:30, we will hear from a guest with a different perspective on this move by Charter Communications to move the public access and government and school board channels up on the radio dial. We are talking right now with a spokesperson from Charter Communications about why this move is being made, and we are welcoming your thoughts and questions for him. Tim Vowell is Director of Government Relations at Charter Communications. Before we go to the phones, Tim, again, I think people are a little bit confused because right now, some people, I mean, you don't pay, you pay more for the higher tier channels, I thought. You have a sort of a basic package, and the higher you go, the more you pay.
We're not relocating these channels to a different tier of service. They remain on the basic tier of service. It's just that they are transitioning from an analog format to a digital format.
The emailer who was concerned about this move, who suggested we do this program, was with the Wisconsin Association of Public Access Channels, saying that he believes this move will cause tremendous harm, that this will make it harder for viewers to find these channels, and fewer people are going to then benefit from, you know, the local information provided on these channels.
Well, first of all, we have worked cooperatively with the WAPC since the onset of the decision to make this change. So the day after the decision was made, I contacted them and began to have discussions with them. We have solicited their input, and we have worked cooperatively to integrate that into our plan. The issue is that we are spending a tremendous amount of money in terms of marketing awareness so that customers will be able to better locate the access channels. They've never been included in this kind of marketing campaign. To date, we've spent almost $500,000, and we will be continuing with additional information going out to customers, explaining in detail about the public access, public affairs neighborhood channel locations. There will be on-air television spots and all kinds of awareness that these guys have not had access to in the past.
You know, I have to admit that the only times that I actually see these channels is when I'm maybe just flipping around in that lower tier of channels right now, and I might stumble across something interesting on City Channel or something and watch for a few minutes. Is that going to be as likely if I have to go to 949 or whatever the new number is going to be?
Actually, these channels are located right between the primary signals of local broadcasters and their digital multicast. So this is akin to digital beachfront property. We very carefully selected that location for these channels. So if you're on channel 2, keep in mind that the channel lineup is circular and not linear. So you go, as you go down, you go 3-2-1-9-9-9-9-9-8. So immediately you're into the public affairs neighborhood as customers migrate between primary and multicast signals of local broadcasters. Plus, Well,
yeah, so City Channel 12 in Madison, actually, I said the wrong number. It's Channel 994. And you're saying this is beachfront property because people can, they can go down if they want to be flipping their dial.
Absolutely. Yeah. And in addition to that, we're relocating C-SPAN 2 to the same area.
Oh, speaking of which, we have a caller, Gene in Madison, who's curious about that. Hi, Gene, you're on the air.
Yes, I was wondering as to both C-SPAN and C-SPAN 2, and there, of course, is C-SPAN 3, I believe. Now, are they all going to end up being in this 9-9 area? And you are stating as a fact that you will always be having these in the primary package, but that you aren't going to be charging extra money for this service. And that's my main questions.
Okay. Currently, we are relocating C-SPAN 2 to channel 997, and C-SPAN 3 we are launching in areas where it's not currently carried, and which would apply to the Dane County area. On 996, we will be moving Wisconsin I, which is the state public affairs channel, to 995, so all of those will be located in the same area. And yes, these channels will be on the broadcast basic level of service, and there will not be any additional charges for them except for the event where customers do not or may not have existing digital equipment in order to access them. So there is a fee for the equipment. And we are working on a plan to help customers transition for what we anticipate will be relatively nominal number of folks who do not currently have access.
I see here that someone is suggesting, in fact, our guest after 6:30, that if people contact Charter and complain, threaten to cancel their service, they will get a converter for free for 6 months.
Well, that's I think that's somewhat of a mischaracterization. Certainly, we are working on a plan to accommodate customers who do not have existing access. We'll do that on an individual basis because, as suggested before, the numbers that we project are nominal. However, we are also putting together a plan that we will distribute to WAPC and other public educational and governmental channel producers that will provide them with an opportunity to inform their viewers on their channels how to continue to access their programming.
Mm-hmm. And those, if you need a digital converter box, that's a $5 a month to have a digital converter box from Charter?
That's the standard rate.
Yeah. We welcome your thoughts, your questions about this move. Does it matter to you that these government and public access channels are moving on the cable dial from their present locations to somewhere in the 990s? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Please include your first name and your community with your email. In fact, the emailer who suggested we do a program on this says, this will hurt the schools. Schools use analog TVs. Now they won't be able to watch the channels that they themselves produce. Is that true?
We likewise, with customers, we are working on a plan to accommodate schools and all producers of public access programming, public educational and governmental access programming, so that they will be able to view the programming that they produce.
Yeah. So, when does this change take place?
August 12th.
Yeah. And have you received any feedback from the community so far besides perhaps the Association of Public Access Channels?
We're not really hearing feedback from customers to the best of my knowledge.
Yeah. The Channel 12, once, let's say, City Channel 12 moves from Channel 12, it's my understanding that an infomercial type channel will be taking its place. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct. That particular channel was previously on our broadcast basic level of service, and it was available on channel 96. It's being relocated to channel 12, and it's not taking the place of City Channel 12. The issue is that in order to accomplish the bandwidth reclamation, which is kind of a technical term that we use for transitioning the analog spectrum to digital in order to launch the high-definition channels. We're going to be launching Fox Sports North in high definition, for example, so customers will have the opportunity to see the Milwaukee Brewers in several instances between now and the end of the season on high def. We're also launching Animal Planet and TBS and the Smithsonian HD channel. Mm-hmm. So this is in response to demands in the marketplace from our customers for more high-definition programming.
Yeah.
So we're responding to that, and we are hearing positive feedback from customers on that count.
I would think, though, that that maybe if they had Animal Planet showing up on Channel 12, that would be one thing, but having an infomercial shopping-type channel on Channel 12 is something else.
Well, again, Channel 12 is an analog channel slot, so the launch of the high-def channels is in the digital portions of the spectrum, so we have relocated that spectrum in order to accommodate the high-def launches, and we are essentially repositioning the remaining channels that are in an analog format, and that is, we needed to have some consecutive channel space in order to accommodate the change. So we were looking at channel 15, 16, and 17.
Is it true, Tim, that if the Video Competition Act that passed in the legislature and signed by Governor Doyle wasn't in place, which allows statewide franchises rather than or agreements rather than local agreements, that this wouldn't be happening, that this these changes wouldn't be happening?
No, in areas where we do not have statewide franchising, we are the difference is in that scenario we need to go individually on a community by community basis and get authorization from those local communities as the franchise authority to do that, and we're doing that in states where there is no statewide franchise in place.
Yeah, and we just have a minute to wrap up. You think that this will be a good move for Charter and your viewers?
Absolutely. We're very excited about it. We think that it is a great move for viewers of Access programming. And in the past, when we've realigned channel lineups and clustered programming together based on a genre, our reaction from customers has been that they like it, they find that it makes sense, and overall they enjoy the format better. So this kind of change is not new to Charter, it's just new to the PEG communities, and we're working hard to assist them in the process and incorporate their ideas.
Well, we appreciate you coming in and talking with us about this. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
Tim Vowell is Director of Government Relations for Charter Communications, and we'll hear from Madison's City Channel 12's station manager after we check the latest news.
Hi, I'm Madison Mayor Dave Cislevich, and this is the Mayor's Report.
Hi, I'm Pam Towser, and this is Madison Works.
Hello again, and friends, and welcome to Access City Hall. I'm your host, Stu Levitan.
The Madison City Channel presents
District Reports.
We continue to discuss the public access government and education TV channels that are soon to move on your TV dial in South Central Wisconsin anyway for Charter Communications subscribers. We heard from a spokesperson for Charter in our first segment of the program this hour. Now we will talk with a guest who is the station manager of Madison's City Channel 12 about this move. And we will, again, welcome your reactions and your questions. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison 263-1890 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Do you watch public access television or your city channel or your school board channel? We wonder if it upsets you in any way that Charter Communications will be moving these channels from the low analog numbers that they're on right now up on the digital dial into the 900s or the 980s. Is this a big deal to you or not? We welcome your thoughts and questions. It is a big deal to the Wisconsin Association of Public Access Channels. We were contacted by a board member saying, please do a program about this. This is going to cause tremendous harm. This is going to result in a loss of viewership. It's going to hurt the communities because people aren't going to find these channels. We wonder if that's the case for you or not. Our next guest is Brad Clark, station manager of Madison's City Channel 12, which won't be City Channel 12, at least not found on 12, next month. Good morning.
Good morning. Nice to be here.
You're going to be moving to 994.
That's correct. Doesn't exactly roll off the tongue.
City Channel 994.
Right.
This doesn't make you very happy.
Well, it's not ideal. And the main reason, one of the things that wasn't really addressed in the previous segment was the cost involved here. Now, it's true that Charter intends to continue to have us on the broadcast basic tier of service. And so there won't be any additional charge for the programming per se. But nonetheless, there is going to be, people are going to have to make arrangements to be able to get digital signals one way or the other. Now, Charter has told us that over 50% of their subscriber base in Madison already has some sort of digital service. But what we are hearing, and it's anecdotal, we're certainly hearing from people who don't have converter boxes or don't have TVs with QAM tuners in them. And so those folks are going to be faced with, renting converter boxes for an additional $5 a month. $5 a month may not seem like a lot, but for Madison City Channel in particular, because we are the local government channel, our viewership tends to skew somewhat older. Folks that are retired on a fixed income, and they want to keep track of their local government and what their property taxes are going to be and so on and so forth. So those folks watch every penny. And the idea that they will now have to pay an extra $5 a month for the converter box, is not very, not very pleasing to them.
Yeah. But we did hear Tim Vowell say that efforts would be made to, help those who need help, and every effort would be made to make sure that they could get these boxes.
Well, I hope that's the case, but I'm not sure what those efforts will be made. Ideally, it would be in order to not discriminate against the PEG channels by, in effect, charging people extra to be able to, get the equipment needed to receive us. It would certainly be fine with us if Charter were just to basically, if you want to watch these channels, contact Charter. We'll make a converter box available to you at no charge. Otherwise, then there is a bit of discrimination going on, because where we are now on 12, you're paying your rate for basic cable. That's all you have to pay. After August 12th, you'll have to pay that plus, the $5 a month for the converter box.
Yeah. Does it make sense to you, though, to have all of these PEG channels grouped together in the same neighborhood? Our guest called it a beachfront property in the high 900s.
Well, I guess I'll have to check my SPF for my tanning. Let me put it like this. I hope that Tim is right. We have tried to, I think that, the relationship with Charter and cities and the PEG channels throughout Wisconsin, we have tried to have a cooperative venture with them. And I hope that he's right. I hope that their predictions on these things is correct. I just, again, the anecdotal things that I have heard as I've gone out and tried to educate people about these changes is we're not going to be able to find you. I've also heard from other states, where similar laws like the Video Competition Act have passed and channels have been moved, that they have suffered a tremendous loss in viewership. So I hope that that's not the case in Wisconsin and in Madison. But of course, it is my fear for the reasons that we've outlined, that it's not going to be as easy. The channel surfing, yeah, you can go backwards, but I don't know. And as far as speaking as the Madison City Channel station manager, I'm not sure what the advantage is of being in the neighborhood of so people in Madison can watch the Verona Village Board. You know, nothing, no reflection on Verona whatsoever. But I think that people in Madison want to follow Madison government and Madison politics, and that's what we offer them. So I don't see that grouping together of those kind of channels as an advantage that is more advantageous to us than having us in the same neighborhood as the other local Madison channels like WKOW and WHA. That to me is the better grouping.
Yeah, and you mentioned the Video Competition Act. This move, you believe, is a direct result of that act, which doesn't require that local contract anymore?
That's correct. When Charter came to Madison in the year 2000 and we were negotiating with them to for them to take over the franchise, that's one of the things that Madison insisted upon was that our channels remain on, again, for example, Madison City Channel, stay on Madison on Channel 12, and that they could not move us without our permission, because we did recognize that was, you know, that to us is the beachfront property. Now that the Video Competition Act has passed and Charter legally is able to get out of the franchise, the local franchise, which they have, then that protection, as we saw it, was removed.
I was reading that there are still some efforts underway to try to amend the Video Competition Act to perhaps, you know, when the legislature reconvenes. Is that right?
I believe the legislature is going to revisit some issues of the Video Competition Act. When that was being debated last fall, there was a lot of hype and a lot of bad information floating around out there, mainly along the lines of competition and quote-unquote lower rates, which has not manifested itself in other states where similar legislation has passed. And in the process of that, the funding for PEG channels was, you know, kind of thrown under the bus. So in 3 years, starting in 2011, a good chunk of our funding is at risk. We are hopeful, in fact, and quite optimistic that once a new legislature is seated, and now that the bill has passed and all of these kind of emotional issues about competition and lower rates have been settled, that the legislature can look at the issue of PEG access, local community television, and recognize the value of it, and perhaps revisit that issue in terms of maintaining the existing funding mechanisms that help keep channels like Madison City Channel going.
We'll get to callers in just a moment, but I also, being that I failed to mention that you are public policy committee chair for the Wisconsin Association of PEG Access Channels. This we're talking kind of you know, Madison here because of what's happening right here in with Charter.
Right.
Is this happening all over the state? Other cable companies doing similar things?
In Madison, there are two main cable companies: Charter and then Time Warner. Time Warner tends to be in the Milwaukee area. As best I understand it, Time Warner has not announced any of these types of changes. So it's Charter is leading the way here, and so I would certainly expect in the future that Time Warner will follow suit. You know, I do want to mention that, you know, we understand that Charter is in a competitive business, and they do have the pressure to provide more HD channels, and they have to find ways of increasing their bandwidth. So we do recognize that digital is the future of television. As Tim mentioned, it uses a lot less bandwidth, which frees up bandwidth for other services for them. It's just kind of troubling that the PEG channels are kind of the first, I'm not going to say victims, but we're the first experiment of pushing things onto that digital tier. And we're afraid that we're going to lose a lot of our audience.
Our guest is Brad Clark, station manager of Madison's City Channel 12, also public policy committee chair for the Wisconsin Association of PEG Access Channels. We welcome your thoughts, your questions about the move by Charter Communications, moving these channels to the digital 980s from their present locations, and wondering if that matters to you, whether you have questions. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine, 12 minutes before 7 o'clock on this Tuesday, July the 22nd. Coming up after 7, Newspapers around the state and around the nation are cutting jobs or even disappearing, at least in a daily printed form. And we'll talk with a guest after 7 o'clock who says that's bad news for all of us. Saving the newspaper is our topic in our next hour. Right now we're talking about public access channels moving on our TV dials. Brad Clark, our guest, station manager of Madison's City Channel 12, talking with us about a Charter Communications' decision to move these public access stations, government and education stations, from their current locations to the 900s. And welcoming your questions. We had Mary from Cedarburg, who couldn't stay on the line, Brad, who wonders if you agree what do you believe is the motivation behind Charter Cable's decision to do this?
Well, I take Charter and Tim at their word that they are simply trying to find a way of freeing up bandwidth to, you know, offer different services and more HD. And there's no question that the future of television is in the digital, the digital realm, and that within a few years, by 2012, who knows, everything is going to be transmitted in digital. It's just disconcerting for us as the PEG channels that we're kind of in the vanguard of this, and we're kind of getting moved out to that digital future before, many other channels are getting out there. So you have to make that bit of a special effort to continue to receive us. Yeah. One other point I wanted to make, we're not a school channel, but it is a concern for the school district, no question. The whole concept of cable in the classroom. If you have a school that has televisions in the classroom they use to watch C-SPAN or whatever, the Discovery Channel, every single television in a particular school is going to have a converter box. If you multiply that just in Madison, how many schools are there, how many classrooms, how many television sets there are, that's a lot of converter boxes that are the school district going to have to be paying $5 a month per per mm-hmm. television, per classroom, for the cable in the classroom concept to continue.
Let's go to the phones and take Jill in Madison. Hi, Jill, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Question I have is, when all the public education has been done recently about the switchover in February from analog to digital, talked as if you had cable right now, you weren't going to be affected by that change, and that those televisions receiving cable would continue to work just fine, and that the only TVs you would need to buy a converter box for were ones that you didn't have hooked up to cable. But now it seems if you have a somewhat older TV hooked up to cable that doesn't have the ability to receive channels above, let's say, 100 or 99 or whatever it might be, that you will have to buy a converter box or rent one. Is this the same converter box that's being advertised that you would need in February, the one that the federal government will give you a coupon for? And is it just that now we'll need them earlier on our television sets? So
nope.
Even though we have cable right now, we're going to need a converter box earlier.
Hold on, Jill.
Right. No, this is not the same converter box. And I'm very glad you asked that question because, the fact that these two separate digital transitions are happening at the same time is, I think, ironically, let's make this as confusing as possible. Mm-hmm. That's correct. If you are only getting your television signals over the air broadcast through rabbit ears, and the statistics I've seen nationwide is that somewhere between 20 and 25% of people out there are getting their television signals in that manner, then you will have to get a converter box through the FCC coupon program. But that converter box is not compatible with the cable industry's standards. So don't get that converter box and hook it up and expect to be able to, plug your cable in and be able to watch Madison City Channel. It won't work. You need a separate cable box. And I'm not going to pretend to be a technician and understand what the difference is, but it's entirely true that those two boxes are incompatible and they won't work.
So go ahead, Jill.
Is this a converter box required to see the channels that, all these channels are moving to, the 900s? The one that they're saying they'll probably rent for $5 a month, is that available by purchase so I wouldn't have to rent it? Could I go to a local store here right. and buy that kind of converter box rather than getting into any long-term renting situation.
Right. My understanding is that it is not, you can't go to Best Buy or Circuit City at this point and purchase that converter box. And I don't think, quite frankly, that you're going to reach a point where that converter box is going to be available as sold separately, simply because, as I think Tim might have mentioned, if he didn't, that you know more and more televisions that new televisions are going to be made with those QAM tuners that are capable of accepting digital signals. So it is true that by attrition over the next few years, you know, as people replace their televisions, they are going to be getting televisions that have equipment already built in so that you can accept these digital signals. It's just the you know, we're concerned about being in the forefront of this and the damage that might happen to our viewership with all the uncertainty about our funding over the next few years. If we get to 2011 or 2012 and we have negotiated this transition and all these channels are still intact, then I think we'll be in much better shape. But it's very nervous times in the PEG community right now.
Yeah, and certainly, Brad, no one wants you to be out of a job or anything, but why should everyone, you know, really fret all that much that City Channel 12 is moving to 949?
994.
I'm sorry, I keep on saying that. Yeah, and here I am. But all right, so people don't find it as much as they do now. What's the harm?
Well, you know, the service that we provide is transparency in government. And, you know, for people to be able to turn on the television and find us and keep track of, you know, the deliberations of the Madison Common Council or Plan Commission or Dane County Board, we think is, in the 21st century, is not a frill or a luxury. It really is a basic service. And so any action that happens that makes it more difficult for people to access that is not a good thing. And I will say that, you know, it was kind of disconcerting to see that new channel lineup card come out. And I understand, you know, I understand and I accept Tim's explanation about how they're having to move channels around. But nonetheless, it is still kind of weird to see that Channel 12, where we have been for almost 35 years, is going to be, after August 12th, there's going to be some, and I think actually a fairly cheesy home shopping network selling hair restoration products and ab crunchers and cleaning products.
There certainly are enough of those, aren't there?
One would think so. So again, I'm not sure, you know, We don't think that Charter is doing this out of any, you know, attempt to undermine PEG channels and stuff. We understand that they have to do this in a competitive business. It's just disconcerting, and it's a very nervous time. We will take all the help we can get, and that's why I'm here this morning to try to get the word out to people to let them know that this change is taking place.
And I'm sorry, 994.
Yes, 994. Repeat it over and over again. The other thing I also would like to mention is that one of the things that we are doing, and I suspect more PEG channels will be doing as well, is bolstering our web presence on www.madisoncitychannel.tv. You can find virtually all of our programming. All of the meetings we cover live, you can stream live on our website. And starting on August 12th, we are going to be streaming our quote-unquote on-air signal 24/7. That's something that we feel is important to do. So if people aren't willing to, you know, to pay the extra $5, but they still want to track mm-hmm. what the Common Council is up to in Madison, they can go to our website. And that's, you know, kind of where the future is headed to some extent as well.
Sort of like newspapers. Let's go to our next caller, Bill in Madison. Hi, Bill, you're on the air.
Thank you. So little time, so many questions. I would say in the beginning that I'm not in favor of this kind of move. I am very concerned about the PEG channel access. I wasn't aware of that implication of the legislation that was passed at all. And I would ask, you know, again, what can we do? Maybe there should be a different cable channel lineup in order to accommodate the HD definitions.
Yeah. Why do you oppose it, Bill? I mean, why do you think it's wrong?
The way it was done, first of all, the legislation that was passed bothers me the most because it seems to me that the budget impasse that we all experienced last year was kind of related so that they could get a different Senate leader who was in favor of pushing this legislation that would allow a lack of community negotiation. You
know, in the interest of time, Bill, I'm sorry, but the move of these PEG channels bothers you because?
Well, I thought I just said it.
I didn't want to go into the leadership of the Senate and all that.
Well, you should see the connection, because unless you think more broadly, you're not going to understand how politics gets done.
And I'm sorry, we don't have time. That's why I was just trying to. We have less than a minute to go. What can people do, Brad? That was the gist of his question.
Well, I'm not sure that there's anything to be done, because this change is happening so quickly. It's going to be happening before the legislature, you know, reconvenes and could possibly revisit this. But that's one of the things. You know, the impact on PEG wasn't exactly front and center in the debate over this bill. But it's, you know, again, now that people are seeing it, you know, in its own light, perhaps, you know, some of these issues will be revisited. Whether or not there would ever be legislation that would put us back on 12, I think that horse has left the barn. I don't think there's anything to be done about that. So people just got to, you know, get that rebranding in their mind and, you know, just put 994 in their favorite channels as on August 12th.
Yeah. Bill, thanks very much for the call. And Brad Clark, thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
994. Brad Clark, station manager of Madison's City Channel 12, at least for another couple of weeks, Channel 12, then 994, and also the Public Policy Committee Chair for the Wisconsin Association of PEG Access Channels. Thanks to Cynthia Schuster and Cheryl Gasser for producing this hour. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.